This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Continuing on our LSU Power Hour Pro Day, getting into some of what Mason Taylor had to say. The tight end ran a 4.65 40-yard dash, also had 28 bench press reps earlier this morning. Both would have been second among tight ends at the NFL Combine.
I wonder who that's behind. It's got to be Tyler Warren, huh?
I would imagine so, yeah.
The big fella from Penn State, who I'm also enamored with the ninth overall selection, if he's there. Man, I love Tyler Warren, too. I could gush about that guy. Mason Taylor.
You would think he's in the top three of the tight ends in this year's class.
Yeah, I think he's behind Tyler Warren and then Colson Loveland. Those right. are the top two ranked tight ends in this class, Penn State and Michigan, respectively. And then I think Mason Taylor is your number three guy. I know some people love Harold Fannin because he put up really big numbers at Bowling Green. Mason Taylor is most intriguing because he's still super young, and there's a projection element involved in it where at the next level, he's only going to continue to develop and improve and get better and better and better. But it is a very good tight end class. I just think like Arroyo from Miami is also up in that number too. He's a top five tight end in the class, but it feels like Mason Taylor definitely has that number three spot.
Got good bloodline, too. Let's hear what Mason Taylor had to say today at LSU's Pro Day.
Well, Mason, you didn't do the on-field testing, I guess, at the Combine, but out here today you did. Why did you choose to wait, and what do you think you showed with your performance today?
First of all, I think I did pretty well. And really the main reason for that was just keep training. Do the workout at the Combine, talk to the teams, get the experience, but then also keep working at it. I was showing a lot of progress when I was still running and training, so I thought it was best for me to keep training and come to Pro Day and show out. So I believe I did that pretty well, so hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, just looking at different draft readings and stuff on you, it just seems like you're one of the more safer picks, I guess, in the draft and why teams are so enamored with your talent. Just maybe what are some of the conversations you've had with teams about why they feel you're such a good player and could potentially help them at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I just really try to pride myself in any meeting I talk to a team, being that all-around guy, all-around player as a tight end, you know, doing whatever's asked of him, whatever's on my plate, and kind of being a guy that's an every-down player as a tight end and doing everything in the run game, pass game. So that's really what I pride myself on, what I try to sell myself on. And then also just being myself in those meetings, you know, laughing, joking around with the guys, you know, meeting new people, and just being myself, showing my character. And, you know, things are bigger than an athlete for me. Just being a better person and, you know, being that locker room guy and that great teammate is also what I try to pride myself on and sell myself to these teams.
Your dad and your uncle both went through the draft process. What advice have they given you throughout this process?
Yeah, you know, they've told me it's a long process. You know, it's one of the longest years of your life up until rookie mini camp and the season. But really just staying in tune with my discipline and kind of working at it like I've been for the past 3 months. And then, you know, you're switching over to visits, really just being where your feet are and, you know, being yourself. So enjoying the process, being where your feet are, being yourself to all these teams and really just selling yourself and not anything else. So.
Tight end, while talking at the pro day for LSU and Mason Taylor, that's another one that could very well be in the Saints crosshairs. I don't know. You looking in the second, possibly third round for him?
I don't think he's going to fall out of the second, Steve.
No, huh?
I really don't. I think if you want him, you're going to have to take him at 40, which, I mean, they might. Who knows? Mason Taylor is a really intriguing prospect. As I mentioned, he's super young. He's going to be 20 years old on draft night. Same thing with Armand Membu, by the way, the right tackle that I was enamored with earlier, too. 6'5", 251 pounds, graded out really well at the combine. Put out some good work today at LSU's Pro Day. He's an interesting prospect, man. I think a lot of teams are really going to like him. I know that Mike said that he could potentially at his ceiling sneak into the back end of the first round. But at worst, he's going to be a second round pick.
Yeah, so there's really no hope that he lasts till three. Maybe the Saints make a second round selection and trade back into the second kind of thing. But
yeah, maybe. They could potentially do that because they have some extra picks to move around with.
Right. We know the Saints love to maneuver up.
Yeah, no. I know a lot of folks want them to use those selections and start to rehash this roster with some young talent, though.
Yeah, I know there's some, you know, thoughts out there that maybe the Saints move down to accumulate more picks, but I don't care who the head coach is. It just doesn't seem like the MO of this front office to move down in a draft.
I will believe it when I see it.
Right, there you go.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking at some of the other stuff from today's pro day, running back Josh Williams also took to the podium, ran a 4.45 40-yard dash, had a 42-inch vertical, also 23 reps on the bench press. Let's hear what the LSU running back had to say.
Josh, you finished your first 40 and kind of let out some emotion there. Just what was going through your mind when you found out what your time was?
Just a lot of emotions. It's been a long journey for me in this process of getting ready for this day. A lot of doubts from a lot of people. A lot of people that don't think I can run fast, thinking I'm a 4.6, possibly a 4.7. And I just had that fire in me to prove everybody wrong, anybody that thought that I was going to run slow. So that's the type of mentality I had today.
Josh, you seem to kind of embrace that underdog mentality ever since you stepped foot on campus. Just what has this last few years just been like for you leading up to this moment? And when did it really hit you that, you know, you're preparing for the NFL draft?
After the season, it definitely hit me. After traveling to Pensacola, I trained in Exos in Florida for about 6 weeks, and then I finished it off in Arizona at their Exos facility. So it was a 8-week stint of me just training two times a day, changing my diet, really focused on drinking a gallon, and focused on the intangibles of staying healthy and recovery and stuff of that nature. But as far as walking on campus with the underdog mentality, I already knew it was going to be this type of journey. By the way, I came into LSU. I understand what LSU means to the state of Louisiana and the respect that they give the players here and the pride that they have for the team. So I knew I didn't necessarily want to be given any type of leeway or any type of chance. I wanted to earn everything I got, and I feel like as time has gone on, I have.
Yeah, Josh, I mean, obviously today was the big one for you, but just in terms of conversations you've had with teams, what have they told you about yourself, or just what has been the message maybe you've wanted to convey to those teams that are thinking about, you know, maybe getting you, or just whatever that process is like?
A lot of teams have all said all positive things to me. A lot of teams wanted to see how I would perform today. I haven't talked to them since, but for me personally, the process has been great. Just taking everything with a grain of salt, just taking it day by day. It's my first and only time going through this process, so I'm just taking everything going with the flow, essentially.
Josh, some of your former teammates have signed some big contracts in the NFL, and they've quickly succeeded. Why do you think you can as well, and what is it about this place that prepares you to do that?
LSU, I truly believe that it prepares you for the NFL, not only with the competition day in and day out of practice and the scheduling, but also each and every weekend you're playing in some of the top competition in the nation. So I think just subconsciously you get used to the type of schedule that is similar to the NFL. I'm not saying it's the same, but I'm just saying that I believe that LSU puts us in a great position to translate our game into the next level.
Josh, you had a 42-inch vertical during pro day. Did you know you can jump that high?
No, I did not. Honestly, the highest I got, and I didn't really even work vertical as much as you would think. I started off day one with a 36 and kind of just worked my way up, but I never hit 40 or 42. I think it was more so adrenaline and just really primed and ready for today. Exos is a great facility for me, and I think I gelled well with their work and what we did.
John, you had a great workout, obviously. The numbers speak for themselves, but to finally have this day and to have the performance that you had, what emotion are you feeling right now?
It's a dream come true. You know, you work hard for 8 weeks straight for one day, and you almost put everything on that one day, and it could be stressful, it could be nerve-wracking, but to fight past that fear to get what you want is worth it to me.
Josh, I know Garrett's a year early to this process, just he being out there with the receivers and yourself, like, how cool is that for him, and how good is it for him to put himself out there in front of all these scouts and coaches and GMs a year early?
I think it's great for Garrett. I mean, I'm super excited for him this season. He can really throw the ball. He's really smart. He's a leader, too. He's stepping into his second year as a starting role, so I'm super excited with what we have going in. I've been watching a couple practices here in spring ball. It's been all good things from Garrett.
What are NFL teams going to get out of you when you go to their franchise? And also, how well do you think today has positioned you to become an NFL draftee?
For me, personally, if an NFL team picks me up to their team, they'll be getting a guy that's going to be very focused, very humble, and very determined to make that team first and foremost. Second of all, I'm the type of guy to not worry about personal accolades. I'm just here to do what's asked of me. I want to show everybody what I can do on the next level and that I'm deserve to be there. But at the end of the day, I'm very humble and very wanting to earn things.
Josh Williams, running back for LSU, who appeared in 60 games for the Bayou Bengals, ran for just under 1,500 yards, 17 touchdowns. He also caught 71 passes for 600 yards and another score there. I know right now projections have him kind of as a day three pick.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen, Steve. The running back class this year is loaded. Like, it is top to bottom. Just like I said, there's going to be a run on defensive linemen on day two, there's going to be a run on running backs as well. But, I mean, he's probably, like, with his performance at the pro day, I'm so happy for him. I know that Jeff came on with us earlier and really highlighted him as turning everybody's heads at LSU's pro day today. So, fingers crossed, because Josh Williams is a great kid. You know, he's been at LSU for a while now. He's going to be an older prospect by the time he gets out. A little bit different from Mason Taylor, who we're just saying is going to be 20 years old on draft night. Josh is a little bit older as a running back, but we're hoping that he makes an NFL roster. He gets picked on draft night. And hoping for the best for him, for sure.
I was going to say another one from Pro Day today that could be a fit on the Saints roster, but I think that goes for just about any player in this draft this year.
Yeah, the Saints have some holes to fill, man.
Right.
So running back is definitely one of them. And I think if you're drafting running back, you should probably use one of those third-round picks on it. Because even once you get into the third round, there's still going to be some talented running backs available for you. You know, whether that be the Harvey kid from UCF or the kid Giddens from Kansas State. There's a few of them that are going to fall. And so maybe you're not going to get, you know, the top prospects like Hampton from UNC or Judkins or Travion Henderson from Ohio State. Obviously, Genty going in the first round. But I think you'll still be able to get a stud running back on day two with one of those third round picks you have. And if you wait, maybe early in the fourth round.
You mentioned Genty. Well, guess what? Luke Johnson of NOLA.com reports today that the Saints were in attendance for Boise State's workout. So wonder if they were looking hard at Ashton Genty.
Yeah, you can imagine so. And I remember when we were listening to Kellen Moore's audio from the combine, he said that if Genty was on the board, they're going to have to take him out the room. Another former Boise State Bronco.